visiting with Waverly girls basketball coach Ty Piper here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you've had a couple of wins here over the last week and a half. Has to feel good, and good win on Tuesday night over Burlingame, 41-34.
Yeah, you know, it does feel good to win. You know, we always celebrate victories, no matter how big or small. You know, we're kind of in a little bit of a lull right now, especially offensively. But, you know, our girls are doing a good job of staying positive and trying to work their way out of it. And, you know, we've came up against some really good teams. We played Hartford last Friday and Meritazine the Tuesday before that. And so, but to get a couple victories in our league is a really positive step for us. And hopefully we can take some momentum into the league tournament next weekend.
And this just shows how competitive the Lyon County League is this year, because the Waverly Lady Bulldogs, after Tuesday night, you know, they're 6-4, but a 2-4 mark in the league, and that just shows that there are no nights off in this league.
Absolutely. You know, it is one of the most competitive seasons in the Lyon County League that I've experienced in my 10 years, just from top to bottom. There are no nights off, and that hasn't always been the case, but definitely the case this year. And you know, that's a great thing for our league, to be able to put a quality product on the floor every night. No matter what game you go to, you're going to see some pretty high level basketball, and competitive basketball. And I think that's really the goal. You know, like for example, on Tuesday night, Hartford beat Madison, who was our you know, going in our number one team. And that can happen any night. You know, I don't think anybody should enter a game in our league feeling comfortable about it. And I think that's a great thing for our league. And hopefully we can continue to build on that, and you know, remain one of, if not the best, small school leagues in the state. But this is a great season for our girls, from a league standpoint. And I think it's going to make for a really, really exciting league tournament. Maybe one of the most exciting league tournaments and unpredictable league tournaments that we've had.
Well, coach, I want to ask kind of a flashback back to 2017, when you guys were able to win the tournament and you end up winning the state tournament in 1A2 that year. Was that, I remember that year was just as competitive, but you look at this one, does it kind of compare and contrast?
That's a great question. You know, in 2017, I thought that us and Olpe and Lebo, you know, we're kind of on a separate level from maybe everybody else. And that's not to knock anybody else, but you know, us individually had a couple of really, really good players, and Olpe was just such a strong team, and Lebo was too. And I don't see a team that maybe is as dominant, as us or Olpe was in 2017. And that's not to knock anybody this year. It's just that the level at the bottom has really come up, and the middle has really come up. You know, there are three or four really, really good teams in our league. And I think three or four really good teams that could make some pretty deep state runs, this year. And so, that's the difference that I see. But in 2017, you know, there was a lot of high level basketball being played and some really, really good individual players. You know, we had a couple of really good individual players, and Olpe, you know, had one of the best players that I've ever coached against in Brianna Votes in 2017. And there are certainly some really good individual players this year, with Sage Hadley from Lebo and Jalen Weekly from Madison, and Hartford has the two Finnerty girls and a couple of other ones that are really good, and Akira Traver from Meritazine. And so, but you know, there definitely are some parallels between 2025 and 2017. But, you know, I think that the middle and the bottom of the league this year is probably more competitive than it was, you know, 8 years ago.
Visiting with Waverly girls basketball coach Ty Piper here on the Area Coach's Corner, and you get Lebo tonight in a makeup, and then next week, the most competitive Lyon County League tournament that people will see, and I'm sure White Auditorium is going to have a lot of good basketball next week.
Yeah, I think that the word that I keep going back to when I think about the league tournament this coming week is probably unpredictable. I think that there's going to be some great games played at White Auditorium. I think that if the fans come out, they're going to be treated to some really competitive basketball games. And it doesn't matter if it's the, you know, the 1-8 game or the 4-5 game or any game on the girls' side, it's going to be very competitive. You know, I could see a lot of games coming down to the wire, and it wouldn't shock me if there were some, you know, some pretty big upsets just because of how competitive our league is. So, you know, my advice to everybody would be to come out, even if you don't necessarily have a team to support, because you're going to see some really good basketball next week, as you do most years. But I think this year will be extra special in terms of competitiveness and just entertaining.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. I'm glad I asked you about the flashback too, because yeah. I was just thinking about that and just remembering how good you guys were back in the 2016-2017 season when you guys were state champions. So I thought I would kind of bring a little flashback here on a Thursday. Coach, again, appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight with Lebo and your makeup. And we look forward to seeing the Waverly Lady Bulldogs next week in the Lyon County League Tournament at Wyatt Auditorium. And, Coach, talk to you again in 2 weeks.
All right, Dylan. Thanks. I appreciate it.
That is Waverly Girls Basketball Coach Ty Piper joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas, Stewart Services, LLC, and MT Networks on KVOE, Live and Local.